Good morning, and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, we've had snow, rain, sunshine. It must be spring in Iowa. And you know what else happens in spring? Our days are getting longer, and our pets are coming into heat. Our surgery schedule is going crazy right now. So today we're going to talk about dogs and cats coming into heat. The correct term, by the way, is estrus. Dogs come into heat basically two times a year, approximately 6 months apart. Big dogs may be a little longer, little bitty dogs may be a little longer, but generally two times a year, about every 6 months. So one of the things we need to worry about is, how do I tell if my dog's in heat? Well, there's three basic things that you look for. One is blood, two is swelling of the vulva, and three is change in attitude. Checking for blood. It's very easy. Grab a white tissue, blot the vulva, look for blood. If you've got blood coming from the vulva, your dog is either in heat or it has a urinary tract infection for the most part. The next thing you want to do is check and see if the dog's vulva is swollen. If you haven't looked at it before, maybe you ought to go look at it now so that you know when it's swollen. But I think you'll tell on most dogs. Third way is change of attitude. Dogs seem to get a little more lovey, especially towards the men in the house. That testosterone in the mammal population is testosterone, no matter whether it's coming from a dog or from another male of some kind. It may get a little bit more loving. It's one of the things that you need to have to look for. So one of the things you have to be careful of is, when a dog is in heat, they will call males from far and wide. There are stories of males traveling 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe even up to 10 miles to find a female in heat. So you can't simply tie your dog outside on a chain and expect it not to be bred. Really, you can't put it in a kennel and expect it not to be bred. We have had male dogs that scale 6-foot-tall fences with very great ease. If you have an outdoor kennel and your female is in heat, you probably ought to put a top on it of some kind. So once you've got your dog corrected and held so that she can't get pregnant, that's a great thing. The other thing you want to do at this time is write down the date that she was in heat. Here's the call I get. Doc, I think my dog's pregnant. She's getting big, and we're starting to see some udder development. When do you think she's going to have puppies? And I say to them, well, when was she in heat? And the answer I get way too often is, I don't know. Well, if you don't write it down, you're not going to remember 2 months later when your dog was in heat, and it makes it very difficult for us to decide when she knew I might need help, when she might need help in her delivery, or whether she's just a slow deliverer. So one of the things you need to do is always write down when your dog is in heat. If your dog happens to get bred, be sure you write down that date for sure. Okay? Cats. Well, cats are different than dogs. When a cat comes into heat, they simply stay in heat. They'll get a little better for 3 or 4 days, then they'll come back into heat. Then they look like they're out, and they'll be back in. This goes on and on. And the reason it goes on and on is that cats do not ovulate until they've had intercourse. So until they're bred, they keep that ovary very active with lots and lots of estrogen. They have very little to no bleeding. You probably never see it. They keep themselves very clean and very little swelling. Once in a while you'll see a little swelling, but it's pretty rare. So how do you tell if your cat's in heat? Well, believe me, they'll tell you. One of the ways that they tell you is their meow. Their meow is different. They're more demanding. They want to go outside. Your cat never goes outside, and now all at once she wants to go outside. It's one of the things to watch for. Also, you may hear the neighborhood tomcats show up outside your window at night. And when they're calling a female, let me tell you, you'll probably notice it, because they'll probably wake you up out of your sleep. When we were in college, we had a tomcat got underneath our trailer house that we were living in. And believe me, we knew that our cat was in heat at that point. The other thing is, when you pet her down her back, her posture will change. In other words, her rear end will come up, her tail will go up, it may twitch. So little subtle changes like that are the things that you see when a cat comes into heat. She'll also get really very vocal, especially if she's got any Siamese in her. You will definitely know she's in heat. They will eventually go out of heat, but you may throw them outside to the nearest male before that happens. So if you're having trouble sleeping, your cat's keeping you up all night, she's been in heat for a couple of weeks, give me a call. We have some artificial ways to help that out. Well, that's all we're going to talk about today, except I want to remind you of one thing. It's March, and every March and April, we have a HeartGuard special. And our HeartGuard special this year is, when you buy a year's supply, you get a free heartworm test, Plus, there's a $12 mail-in rebate, which we will mail in for you. Comes back a check to you. That's a dollar a month off. That's really a great deal for HeartGuard at our office. This is Dr. Leonard from the Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa. And as always, our number is 243-2121.